Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, Friday, let's do this. Here we go. My God, what a game last night. What a freaking game last night.
And you said it was going to be a special, amazing week. And then it went from, God, it's going to be a great week, to, oh my God, that happens too in this week? It has been an amazing week.
It really has. And even at times when it didn't look like it was going to be, because, right, like you get to halftime and I'm like, oh, damn it, this is going to be Aaron Gordon's story again. Getting kind of sick of this dude. He's a good ball player. He's a local guy. I'm an Aaron Gordon fan. My kids, once upon a time, really loved watching Uncle Drew, even though I don't think it was a very good movie, whatever. Like, I'm all in on Aaron Gordon when he's playing somebody else. But good God, dude, the Warriors got no answer for this guy. Oh, but yeah, they do, because he can score 50 and they can still lose the basketball game because, Dibs, with no hyperbole, I'll go ahead and say it. We've sort of danced around it before, but I'll say it again. The reason there is an answer for a 50-point Aaron Gordon is that the best thing I have ever seen in my life of watching sports plays for the Golden State Warriors. That's it. And you can line up any name you want. A child of the 80s and Montana and Rice. Tiger Woods. You and I love golf. Michael Jordan, right in our wheelhouse, coming up as sports fans and young professionals. Tom Brady, whatever. Say it all. This is the most amazing, entertaining person I have ever watched play sports. Then I put a period at the end of the sentence.
Well, he's in a very small elite group. And just as you were talking about it, for me, it's not only his greatness, because he is one of the greatest players to ever do it. You mix that, though, with the entertainment value, and that's where I think about Michael Jordan. a spectacular move by Michael Jordan, and all of the great moments and the celebrations and everything about Michael Jordan, the entertainment along with the greatness is what I'm getting at.
Yep.
Barry Bonds, entertaining just because he was so great, but he didn't have that same level of personality and panache. And the other name I just thought of as you were laying that out is Barry Sanders. Watching him do what he did.
Yeah, amazing.
Great player, but also like the unbelievability of what he would do. Reversing field, yep. 11 jukes, 8 guys miss, 37-yard run for a terrible team. That to me is a decent comp because of the greatness plus entertainment.
But,
he didn't win. Right, and that wasn't really his fault.
No, it's not his fault. But yeah. I mean, like, he didn't win. I mean, I would argue that all of those other names we just brought up, there's kind of a thing, there's a but that you can use.
Except Jordan.
No, actually, not even Jordan.
Yeah, he won.
Yes, he won. I don't mean a yeah, but in terms of winning. But if I'm going to go to Barry Bonds, sure, there's like...
There's a big but.
There's a scandal there. There's a scandal for Barry Bonds. There's no yeah, but with Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. But I don't think that either of them had the entertainment value that Steph Curry did. Michael Jordan, some people get caught up in off-court scandal or at least confusion. Rough around the edges as far as a teammate and being connected to fans through the media and whatnot. Go to Tom Brady. Sure, okay. There's no yeah, but in winning there, but like, is it entertaining? My gosh, everybody was often bored and to the point of annoyed when the Patriots would make the Super Bowl. Steph Curry, there's just a green check next to everything. Are you most entertaining? Green check. Do you win? Green check. Are you freaking Mr. Perfect off of the court? Green check. Does every teammate swear by you? Green check. Does everything you touch business-wise turn to gold? Green check. Like, are you good for older fans, younger fans? Green check, green check. Like, whatever. You can't find a red X next to the guy. And I say that knowing that, dude, back in the 80s, I was a wide-eyed kid. That's when athletes are supposed to be magical. That's when I would watch the game and then ride to Safeway to buy baseball or basketball cards. Now I'm 50, and I'm sitting here telling you this. This is the greatest thing I've ever watched in sports.
It is incredible, and part of it is just how late in his career he's still doing it. And last night's a great example where, you know, you go down 7, and Draymond shoots a tough 3 air ball. You get the rebound, kick it out to Jimmy. He tries to beat the clock, and he throws it off the backboard. Shot clock violation, you turn it over, it's about 3 minutes left, and you're down 7. And I was thinking, oh boy, not they're going to lose, but it was one of those times where you think, eh, they're in a little trouble now, because you don't have the ball, you're down 7, you've had no answer for Aaron Gordon, and they still have Jokic and Murray who are out there, really good players as well. So you think, well, you're in some trouble. Steph Curry scored 16 points in a row over that span, a couple minutes before that, and all the way through regulation, and a couple of gigantic dagger threes, 5 of 5 from the stripe, and then you get to overtime, the poke and feed to Kuminga, Al and Jimmy chip in with threes, and it's like, oh my God, they did it again. And it's not only that he did it again, because it was a collective, but when you need the big shot, and I can't help but think about the gold medal game and the 4 threes he hit against France in the fourth quarter, it's like, that's the thing. You get used to it, but you never get used to it, right?
I love what Shaq said last year. When he's like, we've got to start getting comfortable. Just go, like, just put him on the list. Like, just get it in the conversation of the greatest of all time. You know what I mean? Like, sure, I know nobody's saying he's a better player than Michael Jordan. I hate that conversation anyway. It's just too, I don't know, it's too mundane. It's too played out. It's too simplistic.
Well, it's opinionated.
Yeah, but it's like every player, every era is different. Every player is different. I'm not going to compare somebody who's 6'7 to somebody who's 6'2. One of them does this. The other one does that. You know, one of them played with, like, when people didn't shoot threes, and the other one, like, largely shoots. Like, it's just so different. So, I look at this through the eyes of just a fan. And the enjoyment and amazement, the overwhelming wow factor of what we're watching, and I have never seen anything that compares. I just haven't. I don't, like, you know what I mean? Because And like, take Montana and Rice. And that was such joy for so many people. But here's the other part about that. You know, like, that team comes around and plays once a week, and they play 16 times a year. This dude, it's Thursday. That's all. It's just Thursday. There was nothing on the line last night. The worst thing that could happen is, oh no, the Warriors are 1-1.
Yeah.
Like, there, and yet the whole city today wakes up buzzing about this performance and this victory. There's just, I don't know. That's for me. There's just nothing that has ever compared to this guy in terms of watching athletes. Not in my book.
It's hard to compare athletes in one sport to the other because you mentioned Montana and Rice. Well, there was Montana and Clark, and we all talk about sure. the catch game. And in that game, Joe Montana had four turnovers. He threw three picks. Yeah. He had a fumble that he lost, and he didn't get bailed out by Dwight Clark, but Dwight Clark is the one who, you know, made the play on a tough throw, and the rest is ongoing history. But even through all of the success, it wasn't Montana putting it all on his back. You had great defenses. You had, like you said, Jerry Rice and Brent Jones and Roger Craig and all the rest of it. So basketball, you have a greater ability to take a game over like Aaron Gordon did and then like Steph eventually did. So the flash play is much more capable to accomplish in that way. The only other comp, and is a tough one because he plays tonight, but Shohei Ohtani and, you know, three homers and he strikes out 10 on the mound in a playoff game. Again, though, he'll only be able to do that every 5 days as a pitcher. As a hitter, though, he's maybe about as close as you're going to see somebody who is that just like unbelievably electrifying.
You cannot remove him from the conversation, but as a Bay Area sports fan, for me, it's never going to count. You know what I mean? Like,
I get that. Right, but, right,
yes.
Well, we're talking about other athletes in other markets, but because he's a Dodger, I understand that you can't recognize it.
No, yeah. I recognize it, and then I just reject it because it makes me vomit.
Right.
Like, I'm not, like, thank God there's a Warrior game tonight. I don't know if there's anything happening at 5
o'clock
tonight.
It's not a two-screen for the Willard household?
No, good God, no.
Two-screen Friday?
No, God, no. It was two-screen Thursday when we needed to watch you go to 22-10, dog.
Yeah.
In an Ottoman format.
Ottoman.
Easy one last night.
No doubt.
Chargers rolled. But no, the World Series doesn't exist. I acknowledge what you're saying. Yes, he's in that conversation for sure, but if we're talking about our own enjoyment,
right.
I can enjoy people who played for other teams. I enjoyed watching Michael Jordan play basketball. I don't enjoy watching Dodgers play. That's just me.
I get it.
That's how I'm built.
It was easier to enjoy Michael Jordan at the time because the Warriors weren't very good.
Exactly.
So a lot of us were looking for other excitement outside our own team. And now you've got one of these players on your team and he's in, what, his 17th year? Is that right? And he's going to be 38 in March. And so that part of it, I don't think can be overstated. The fact that he's still doing these amazing things at his, quote, advanced age.
Yep. You know what? Like, the text line throws this in there, Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. And I'm going to put that same thing for me as like, well, Bonds had a scandal. Jordan has a lot of intrigue and mystery out there about what's going on there. And some people, and I'm one of them, believe that Shohei Ohtani was involved in a gambling circus. So like, that's part of what I'm getting at with Steph. Like, you cannot find anything for one day. You can't find a speeding ticket. Like, you can't find a parking ticket. That's nothing.
You might be able to find those.
Maybe. Like, but an international icon. Do you know the eyeballs that are on a fishbowl like that? And you can't find him stepping on someone's shoe. It's remarkable. Any of you out there want to weigh in on this? Is there someone or something out there in sports in your lifetime of watching that you find as entertaining or more entertaining than Stephen Curry? We'll take calls on this. You can agree, disagree, 888-957-9570. Dub Nation, let's get engaged before every game, and we got another one tonight. You can vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, after Steph Curry's 42-point masterpiece last night, is he the most exciting athlete you've ever watched? Yes or no? That's that simple. Go vote now, and we'll share the results near the end of the show. We're sponsored by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. It's only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles, easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. We see everybody rolling in. We're coming hard after your phone calls. 888-957-9570 coming up next on Willard and Dibbs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Draymond pops out, unguarded, gets the ball. Flipped it to Curry. Screens for Curry. Wow. Deep three from half court. And he hit it! There's one person on the planet that would take that shot, and he nailed it! We're tied! 21.4 to go! The Nuggets call time. Ridiculous.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
No, I've got the cadence now. I think we're done with our full week of me being like a rookie where like Steph or Jimmy starts talking and then before they say Laughing Monk Studios, I'm like, all right, we're back. Yeah. No, I got the cadence now. I got it.
Yeah.
Hold, pause.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I was waiting for him to add on, and I don't think that the Nuggets are laughing this morning.
I thought he was going to add on, hey, Dibs. Your picks are all right,
yeah,
dog. You
know 22 what I mean? And 10.
22 and 10, and I needed you to schneid up yesterday. I needed you to get a win. I needed you to get a little swagger back, and that was a swagger pick. It didn't feel like you were swaggering to the pick, but the pick was a swagger. That was an easy one.
Right.
The Vikings are awful, and just real quick commentary, if you will. Whoops. Whoops. You let Sam Darnold go. Whoops. That was a mistake.
Well, you, I mean, you had a choice, but you chose to go with the guy you drafted, and, you know, they're saying that he should be ready next Sunday, and if he continues to struggle, well, it's a lost year, and you might be losing Justin Jefferson and his ability to still want to run around and catch passes. I know he's under contract, yep. But that Minnesota sitch is falling apart.
Yep, yep. That was a big old whoopsie-daisy, and it did not help the NFC West because now there are three teams at 5-2 in the Niners division. John McClain, who's been covering the NFL for longer than many of us have been alive, is awesome, and he's in Houston, knows the Texans like no other. He'll join us at 4:15, exactly 1 hour from now. Fitz from Portland is going to join us. He's still on a high for sure from last night. We got another Warriors game on 95.7 The Game tonight. This is the thing, and a lot of people just said this in the YouTube chat and whatnot. Steph Curry is one of the greatest basketball players to ever live and somehow has found a way to be an even seemingly better person than he is a basketball player. That, to me, is what really also drives this whole thing. And I'm not going to act like we know these guys. We don't. Just because somebody had their name in the mud at one point or another doesn't mean they're a bad person. And just because we have no parking tickets on Steph doesn't actually mean he's the greatest person of all time. But I'm going to listen to some of the voices. And the fact of the matter is, like, we could right now open up the lines to this entire city and be like, call now if you had a bad experience with Steph. Crickets.
Yeah.
I've never heard it from anyone who works with him, works around him, the janitors and the ushers at Chase, the teammates, the coaches, the media, the fans, the whatever. Like, I've never heard it, and he's been in the league for almost two decades.
The only negative thing that has come out recently is he had that book signing in Walnut Creek, and there were so many people lined up to get in and have him sign his book that some people didn't get in.
Yep.
And people waited for 4 hours. I drove through Walnut Creek on the freeway, and you look up at the overpass, and there's a line of people, and there's no sign. So I'm thinking, this is not a protest. What's going on? And then you get home, and you look. It's like, oh, they're all lining up to have his book signed, and the place he was signing was about a quarter mile away.
Unbelievable.
Not his fault.
Unbelievable.
Just testimony to the popularity. Yeah. Is he going to stay there for 9 hours?
And then there was that one time he threw his mouthpiece.
A couple of those times.
Super gross.
Yep.
Super gross. Jerk.
Yeah.
Anyway. You want to talk to the people?
Let's do it. That was awesome last night.
Curry!
Awesome.
I mean, and like you said.
Awesome.
Dude, it was a Thursday night in October.
Thursday.
That was not game four in Boston NBA Finals. That was not game seven against Sacramento.
It was game two.
That was just a Thursday in October.
It meant a lot to Steph. You saw how he reacted to some of his shots.
I mean, absolutely.
I immediately flash back to when Klay returned last year and he ran down the floor and just went right up to the other basket and screamed for a good 15 seconds.
Well, sure. I mean, look, these games, when you have a performance like that, they're emotional. Denver is really good. And the Warriors have already, like, checked some boxes in terms of proving that what was puzzled together in the offseason actually works. I mean, you know, and Grandy, I'll give it to you. Grandy was the most excited of all of us with the off season of the Warriors.
Yeah,
this thing is constructed in an amazing way, provided that what we're seeing now continues. Jonathan Kuminga's playing differently, and it's awesome. It is awesome, and yes, two games in, that's not forever, but two games in, yeah, don't trade that guy. That's the guy.
That's the guy you
want.
That's
the guy you want to trade for. So if he's going to do this, then you're fine.
Right.
Al Horford fits. I'm mindful that this team is acquiring important players over the next few weeks. Moses Moody tonight. DeAnthony Melton in a few weeks. You know, I don't know what
Seth Curry in a month.
I don't know
who knows
his role is, but like, sure. Great. But you look at the intuitive way that this thing is built. And sure, there's always going to be the health question, but oh my God. Oh, my God. This they've got action.
Yeah, and they've got depth, too. And we've talked a lot about Will Richard, and I'm done claiming him as my own because he's already outgrown Grandy and my love in Summer League. 17 minutes and five rebounds, and he's just, he's a dude. He's out there playing like he's a six-year vet.
He's fearless.
Right.
When he
confident,
you're down the stretch in the fourth quarter of a Warriors Nuggets game and you're a rookie.
National TV.
And you miss two shots. Like, who do you know that wouldn't just be like, I'm gonna pass the ball now. I'm gonna pass the ball to Steph or Jimmy Butler. But no, Will Richard, the next time the ball came into his hands, like, I got this.
Ball tipped out, Jokic tipped it away, and tipped away, run down by the rookie, Richard. Stops, calls his own number in transition, and buries a three!
How about that?
Wow.
Exactly, guys. With the whoa.
Yeah, like, what are you doing, Will?
I'm looking at it right here. They're down 9, 6:46 to go, and it's a, you know, it's a glorified 3-on-4, but he just pulls it. I mean, what are we doing here?
No, and they needed
it. It's Florida against Florida International in a November non-conference game.
Grandy just mentioned this is on the heels of a 10-0 Aaron Gordon run.
Yep.
The Warriors were right. In that moment, they were facing, tonight's not our night. We're going to lose this game. They needed the bucket to go in, and that kid off two misses is like, yeah, I got this. I got this. Splash. What are you doing? Like, who has that attitude?
And Tolbert with the whoa on the call. Like,
yeah, because you're a rook. Like, what are you doing?
Whoa.
Pause, 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 pause. Jokic tipped it away. It's tipped away. Run down by the rookie, Richard. Stops, calls his own number in transition, and buries a three.
How about that?
Wow.
Tom's like, if I was his teammate, I'd have been yelling at him.
No doubt.
What are you doing, dude? Splash.
Pretty funny.
Big Slick Rick, that's what his name is now.
Whoa and wow in the same call.
Dude, that was really fun last night.
Super fun.
Holy smokes, that was fun. Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling. Let's get to everybody. Hang right where you are. We're coming. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, that's incredible. What a home opener. 2025 at Chase Center. I mean, that's so great. It could qualify as a dream if nobody else saw it. I just want to say, man, amazing for Gordon to just totally transform himself. He went from a slim dunker extraordinaire into a wide-bodied, old-school player who plays big down low as a power forward, and also added to his arsenal being a sniper from beyond the arc. I actually conceded late in the game when he was just wouldn't miss. I said, man, our dudes are playing great, but this guy just wouldn't miss. And then, you know, the amazing Steph Curry happened. I mean, he went Mighty Mouse on us. Here I come to save the day. And he reminded everyone, especially Matt Stymus, who kind of, you know, he keeps telling people he's getting old. Hey, I'm still in my prime, man. And he kind of showed Gordon, hey, I know you're a sharpshooter now from beyond the arc, but I am Mr. Beyond the Arc, and you're in my house. What an amazing performance by everyone. I mean, the entire game was amazing. Hey, Will Richard is going to be a player. We got depth. If those first two games are, a preview of things to come, oh my, we're in for a treat. Go Warriors.
Okay, Jonathan, I agree completely. And again, they're going to acquire players. I know everyone's excited about the finishing lineup, and I don't know why you wouldn't be. In fact, it's actually the exact same finishing lineup that Steven Jackson mentioned 3 days ago on his podcast before it was even a thing. He was like, you guys don't understand. Like, the Golden State Warriors have a potential five if they're all playing well together and they're playing right, that at the end of a game, I would trust over what anybody else in the league can put out there. And it was this five. It was Steph, Jimmy, Dre, Al, and Jonathan. And that's what Steve went with last night. Now, you won't have that every night. You won't have that tonight. You won't have that tonight.
Al played almost 27 minutes. Poor guy's got to be exhausted.
Al's out.
He's out for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to have to definitely temper his minutes as you go. And before we get too far into tonight, we're still basking in last night. But tonight, I do think you're going to see some guys make their season debut. Guys who haven't played at all yet. TJD, for example. You might get a little Pat in there as well. It's going to be a little patchwork tonight.
I definitely think Quentin Post plays a bigger role because he gets Al Horford's minutes. and to try to stretch the floor at the five. That's a very, very different defensive player, Al Horford to Quentin Post. So that's kind of what you have to watch. But yeah, the Warriors are going to have to lean on the young guys here and there. And tonight is one of those here type of nights. Dan and Tracy is next up on Willie and Dibby. Hi, Dan. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
So can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, so I just want to say, Steph, for me, is like Sugar Ray Robinson and Jordan is Muhammad Ali, but Steph is the pound-for-pound greatest NBA player ever to me. And but the most entertaining for me is still Joe Montana, because I grew up in San Francisco, and I'm 56 years old, and I've seen that guy throw five touchdowns against the number one defense on the Broncos in the Super Bowl. He didn't even play in the fourth quarter. The guy could have threw eight touchdowns in the Super Bowl. And he is the pride of San Francisco because he put us like in Camelot, the greatest, and football is the greatest. So for me, he's always going to be the greatest.
Dan, the beauty of it, we can all kind of choose whoever we want. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. For me, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, dude, I used to run around. I used to have my mom give me a towel or a rag that she didn't want anymore so that we could write Flash 80 on it, and then I could put that towel in my pants and run around out in the park and act like I was Jerry Rice. Like, I idolized these people. I have, for whatever, like a 10-year run, I had every single baseball card that was ever produced for Will Clark. I idolized these people as a young fan. But when I watched them do what they do, I understood it. It made sense to me. I was just like, oh, those guys are really good at either football or baseball or what have you. I don't even understand Steph Curry. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. You can't take shots like that.
Well, even though you've seen it now for more than 10 years, 12 years of him doing it, it still catches you a little off guard.
Completely.
Down three, go ahead and shoot it from 36, and he drills it, and you just have to laugh. Because
completely,
we've seen it before, yet it still is such a shock.
Well, think about how, like, we focus on the physical nature of it. Think about what an intelligent play it is, too. Understand, he's already hit a three to tie the game. Now Aaron Gordon hits a three to go back up by three. There's how many seconds were left on
about
the clock?
26 when Gordon scored.
Okay, so there's less than,
there's no two-for-one opportunity.
No, there's no two-for-one opportunity, but also you're wondering, is Denver going to play the foul game? Is Denver, if you let, whatever it is, if you let 5, 6, 7 seconds off the clock, Denver may well go, we're not letting you shoot any threes. You try to shoot a three, we're going to hug you. And Steph goes, I know how to combat that. What if I just fire this? The boom's gone.
Yep.
Nope, it's over. Like, they didn't even give Denver a chance to think about the foul game because he pulled up with a shot that no one thought that he would.
They did give him a chance because the Warriors called timeout, and then had a couple subs come in. So during that timeout, if you're Portland, it's like, look, we know who we're dealing with here. As soon as he gets the ball, I want you to get up there and get on him.
Right, but I don't think human beings think that. Like, you're not going to shoot that one.
It's time to start thinking that way. It's been time.
Right. Yes.
And I know Denver, they've got a young coach, and maybe he doesn't have the experience. And even if he hits the three, and he did, you still had opportunities if you're Denver. You have the ball, and you're going to get the last possession. So worst case, yeah, Steph, you hit a 34-footer. It's listed at. I thought it might have been further. But all right, we get the ball. And we've got the Joker. We've got a guy hunting a 50-burger. And we've got Murray who can finish. We've got enough. You have your little three, Steph. Your cute little three. It's adorable. We're going to score and win it. And then they didn't. And then It's uh-oh.
Trish in Oakland. Hi, Trish. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey. Oh, good Friday. I was at the game last night, and it was just wild. We're season ticket holders, and I can't remember, another game that was so exciting. And I have to say, though, it was a little quiet. Steph kind of got mad toward the end and got the crowd up on their feet, and then we didn't sit down to the end of the fourth through the overtime, and it was just crazy. I had a hard time going to sleep.
Trish, I'm glad you're bringing this to the air, because I watched from home, and I had questions, because Steph, he was imploring the crowd at one point, and I didn't know, as someone on a couch, if that was just him being inspired or if it was quieter than he wanted it to be in the building. So what did you, what was going on last night?
It was quiet. It was weird. I said to my husband, like, this is a home opener? What's going on? And I mean, Chase is never going to be Oracle, but even for Chase, it was quiet. And so Steph got pissed, and he really got us up on our feet. It was quiet. And so it was, the crowd had to get up and get going on it.
Trish, thanks.
Yeah. That's human nature.
That's great. I wonder why.
Why is it human nature?
No. Why last night? I mean, is it because you were losing most of the game? Is it because for people this has become old hat?
You're expecting to just go out there and get high-level entertainment the entire time. And I also think that the switch from the East Bay to this side of the Bay has left more boisterous fans behind.
Sure.
And as you get into these games, like the opener, that's going to be an expensive ticket. And I will go to my grave believing that rich people cheer less often than those people who do not have the same amount of means.
Well, it probably means less if it's somebody who goes all of the time.
It also means less if you've got your portfolio, maybe you're checking in the early third quarter because, right, you know, you're up about 80,000 today, ho, 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 Thurston Howell, et cetera. Wow.
Or if, like, are you entertaining clients and they're not actually huge fans?
There's a lot of factors.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. Like, yeah, that's a big part of it. There's a lot of that down in that lower bowl. It's just clients being entertained.
Well, it's also
whatever.
People who don't have the same passion for the product. And as judged by in the playoffs, when you get those T-shirts and you go back to the first year of the We Believe or the first year of the Steph run, you had a 99% T-shirt wearing audience. Now you're lucky to get about 75%. And then you look at OKC last year, hungry for the chip. They had a complete whiteout because it's new and it's fresh for people. It's not new and fresh here.
Steph addressed this after the game, and that moment where he really was trying to get the crowd going came after he was fouled on the three-point shot, made all the free throws. That was big. Here's what he said afterward.
You got fouled on that three, and when you get up, you summon the crowd, and they really responded. How much do you just feed off of this home crowd here in your 17th season?
Some people like a little quiet at the free throw line. I don't like that. When a foul happens, it kind of gets a little dead, and you time and score. Like, that was a cool moment, so needed that energy to finish the game.
Okay, like he wants, he doesn't want library.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't want a silent count at the foul line.
I mean, like, you could be quiet if you ever get to go watch Steph golf. But not when he's playing basketball, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a nice way to say it, but I also wonder, you know, as Trish put it, she's like, dude, he was pissed. I don't know if he was pissed, but I get, like, he looked like he was like, come on, people. Y'all see what we're doing down here?
Right. Russell Crowe, Gladiator, are you not entertained?
Right.
And he hits that three, and Lucas and I were talking earlier, our director of sports, and he runs down to the end where Grandy and Lucas were sitting, and he just is flexing and screaming and growling and pointing at the fans like, yeah, I'm going to need some more, you know? Like, and he said, yeah, timeout.
He encouraged Denver to call the timeout. He turned to the bench and hit him with the tee.
Yeah. Which, in retrospect...
You're not allowed to do. I know.
David Adelman, the head coach... He blew that, and he calls timeout, and what that did is it allowed the Warriors to bring in Horford, Kuminga, and Payton II. If you wouldn't have called time, Denver would have gone up against Buttered, Pods, and Steph. And so, offensively, you would have had an advantage, but you call timeout because you want to call your play. All right, Warriors, here's a freebie. Bring in all your good defensive players to make it harder on us.
Dan in San Jose is next. Hi, Dan. What's up?
Hey guys, how you doing? First time caller, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Dan.
I did a little bit of an experiment, Willard, that I wanted to share with you, because I moved here from the East Coast in 2016, so I've been here for a majority of the Curry years, and a longtime basketball fan. He's just been amazing. But I was curious as to my boys back East, if they're getting the same exposure to Curry and his greatness and his moments as the rest of us. So I pose the question, who's their most entertaining athlete of all time? Do you want to hear the list?
I would love to.
All right.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We got Tyson. We got Tiger. Jerry Rice, Curry, Barry Sanders, Griffey Jr., and then if you talk about the Dazzle players, right, LT, you also got Troy Polamalu. There's just so many different Dazzle players. Curry has it both. He has the Dazzle, and then he has the longevity, and it also creates a movement. Like Tiger got so many people into golf. Tyson, when did you get together with, like, 30 of your friends for, like, a 15-second boxing match? You know what I mean? It's like a movement. So yeah. I just felt like I wanted to pose it out to the East Coast guys and see if they're really realizing the greatness that we're experiencing on a nightly basis.
Yeah, Dan, I love it. Thank you for the
great
call.
Great addition of Tyson, too.
Yeah. I mean,
because,
sure.
Yeah, like he's saying, like, 43-second bout, he would come out, and it's like, oh, my God, how is this guy standing in front of him? And then it would be whop, 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 like seven straight, and it's just over.
Right. And sometimes it wasn't even that long.
Right. And the entertainment, you wouldn't get a lot of bang for your buck because the thing would be over. And I'm not saying it was great that he bit Evander Holyfield, but
yeah,
some of the entertainment value that he brought was like, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
And I'll be real with you. I'm not a huge fight fan, but obviously, yeah, I saw all of those fights, because you could watch all of them in about 5 minutes. And so I get that. But yeah, there's a yeah, but thing there too, because I think, kind of what you're saying. Mike Tyson had the wow factor, but like you were also just terrified. You were like, what's
that was part of the fun?
Right. Right. A lot of people like that. But it was like, what's about to happen? And, you know, that's boxing. It's a completely different vibe. I take what Dan's saying kind of as a compliment. which is, in other words, you send this question out globally and you're still going to get an answer that includes Steph on a very, very short list.
Right.
And that is the point. He is not just a basketball player. Similar to Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, and some of those other names that he mentioned, I like him calling it a movement. They're game changers, complete and total game changers, and they cross cultures and age groups and all of these things. Steph is absolutely one of those guys, a very short list of those guys.
And it's a great addition of LT as well, Lawrence Taylor, for those of you kids who never got to see it. He was the original ferocious linebacker, edge rusher, and Jerry Rice makes the list as well.
Yep.
No Joe Montana, though.
No Joe Montana. A little surprised to hear Troy Polamalu make the list.
Yeah, but...
Troy's a great player.
Right.
And flashy.
Super flashy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, East Coast, like, and we're gonna hit you. We're going to hit you right in the mouth. Dude, he was a hard hitter.
He was nuts. Nuts. I covered him at USC.
Super nice guy, though.
The nicest, right? Most soft-spoken. You're like, wait a minute.
Head and shoulders. Seriously, I like to keep my hair nice and fresh.
This guy would go absolutely devour a punt returner or something. Mm. And then you go into the locker room and I'm like, am I talking to Michael Jackson right now? Hi. We're out there playing, doing our best.
Troy, you had 15 tackles and you gave three guys concussions. I'm just trying to play my role.
Fight on.
Yeah.
I mean, right, it was wild, man. It was the weirdest thing. Anyway, 888-957-9570 fits in a half hour, but we'll keep talking to you. I think this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in sports. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Where do you place it? 888-957-9570. Oh, by the way, did you miss our announcement yesterday afternoon? Listen, people, the Warriors Summit is coming Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again, discussing yet another Warriors season, but this time a little bit different because we're going to do it 9 games into the year. See how we have like some stuff to really sink our teeth into to give it a little different flavor. So that's what we'll do on Thursday, November 6th. It's me and Dibs from 2 to 4, and then all of us from 4 to 6 live at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Great prizes to give away, drink specials at Jack's. Your chance to meet all of us, our chance to meet all of you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We're going to see you there. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.